Hey, is this Chris?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. This is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm just. I just got your voicemail over here. So do you need help with some financing?
Possibly. Yeah.
Okay. Right on. What are you looking to get financed?
Well, we're trying to get a trailer financed.
Okay. And how much does one of those cost?
Let's see. I think the one we're looking at is like around 12 grand.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely do that for you. When do you think you're going to need it by?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. I was trying to look up your name and everything in the system and pull up your file, but unfortunately, I was unsuccessful. What is it exactly that your business does?
We're a concrete construction company.
Concrete construction. I called you last week, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. And where are you located?
Sorry. Stuart, Florida.
Stuart, Florida. Okay. Sorry, what were you going to say?
You guys reached out to us, so I'm trying to think.
No, I definitely did. I did reach out to you. I can't, for some reason, my system's not letting me pull up your file right now. I'll have to do it later. But I just want to give you a call back in the meantime.
Okay.
But yeah, just a couple other questions. What kind of, how much are you going to make on the trailer?
How much am I going to make on it?
Yeah, or the ROI on it.
Well, it'll help us get forms to, the job site. So, I can't put an exact number on it, but yeah, it'll help us at least double the cost of it.
Okay. Awesome. Well, anything to, you say get materials to the job site?
Yeah. We are a concrete formwork outfit, so, we need to get formwork to the job site. And
mm-hmm.
when we get the formwork to the job site, we, form up the slabs and walls or whatever we need to form. So,
right.
We had a trailer that, took a crap on us last week.
Oh, no.
One of the axles busted off of it. So, over the lifetime of that trailer, it's probably made us a couple hundred grand. So,
Got you good money out of it, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was that trailer that broke down. Was that the only one you have, or do you have more in the fleet?
No, that's the only one we
have. Oh, so you need this as soon as possible. I got you.
Yeah. We don't, we don't haul all the time. So, it's just now we're
right.
Going to have an outside source to haul our stuff.
Okay, most definitely. And how did you pay for that last trailer? Did you have it financed, or would you pay for cash?
We've had it so long, I don't think, I don't know. I can't
don't remember. Not a problem. Well, I'm glad you got the full use of that trailer, sounds like. Couple other things. What is your credit looking like? If the average is 680, are you above or below that?
For the
business?
Probably or below it. Probably below it. Below it.
Yeah. And how about the personal?
Mine is right at 680.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, so... what I'm going to do here for you, actually, can I get your email? That's the main thing I need here.
Yeah, it's CSCAMMELL at SCI Florida spelled out .com.
Okay, let me repeat this to you one more time. C Scammell. C Scammell. Okay. Your last name, and at sciflorida.com.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to send an email here, and with it, it's going to be attached a one-page application. With the application, I'll need a 6-month bank statement and your most recent tax return. Sorry, your most recent 6-month bank statement. And do you have a quote or invoice of the kind of trailer you're going to get?
No, not off the top of my head. I don't.
Okay. It's not a problem. We can move forward and submit the application without the quote in invoice right now, and then we can circle back later when we're going to need it. But I don't know if you got this from the voicemail, but we do a 24-hour approval, 48-hour funding. So we're going to be able to get you that, cash that you need to get, the trailer as soon as possible, it sounds like. I am going to meet with my underwriter tomorrow. I have a meeting with them at 3. So if I were able to get all the paperwork in that I needed from you tomorrow by 3, I'll be able to get an answer to you in terms of what programs, what rates, and what terms, you could get by Monday, and then you can choose from there.
All right. Well, I'll try and get that stuff to you tomorrow. I'll have to go and dig out some of the stuff, but I can try and get it to you.
Okay, not a problem. So I'll set a call time back for maybe 12 or 1 o'clock tomorrow to see where you're at. Is that all right?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. What else? I mean, do you guys do, like, what other kind of lending do you do?
Yeah, of course. So we have your typical, you know, car loan kind of equipment financing lending. And we also do working capital, which is basically unsecured cash, which you could use towards, you know, basically anything you want. We don't monitor what you do with that money. Is that something you're considering as well?
Yeah, because, I mean, basically, you know, we have a large amount of contracts that we have outstanding currently, and we're backlogged through the end of next year.
Oh, wow.
Cash flow has been kind of
a tough one, huh?
A little bit of a situation because we've been growing. I mean, I went from like 15 employees at the beginning of the year. I'm up around 40 now.
So, oh, wow. That's fast. Exponentially,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, so I'm kind of in a cash crunch.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I've got like $15 million worth of contracts that are going to be spread out over the next year and a half.
All right.
You know, 2 years. So, you know, I need a way to kind of manage my growth a little bit, so to speak.
Yeah, no, so, we could definitely help you out with that. So you're saying you use the money to pay for the things that you'll need to fulfill these different projects?
Yeah, yeah.
Like materials and employees and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just having a little bit of extra cash to sit on in case, you know, like my funding doesn't come in, like, you know, because I submit a bill and it takes me like 40 to 45 days to get funded. So, you know, sometimes, you know, it's sooner than that. Sometimes it's later, but my payroll still has to be paid every week.
Of course, yeah, I hear you on that.
You know, so having a little bit of extra cash as a cushion would be, you know, a positive thing for me.
Yeah, definitely. This is exactly what, you know, the kind of things that the, you know, working capital program is good for, is payroll and things like that. So it's actually based primarily off sales. So could you give me an estimate of what your sales were last year?
Well, my sales last year weren't that great. It wasn't a super good year for us, quite honestly. But I think they were around 1.2 million.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure this year I've already logged in over 3 million.
Okay.
So, and like the trend is going upwards. It's, you know, I have 15.
Yeah, it sounds like you.
I have about, I have like $14.9 million in contracts. Like,
okay.
Like that.
Just need to do the work and you'll get the money.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, they're all signed, and I mean, you know, just a little bit of extra working capital would probably help us out quite a bit.
Most definitely. How much are you looking for?
You know, a couple hundred grand would probably, you know, be more
couple
than
hundred.
Sufficient. Yeah.
Awesome. So since so what we do for the working capital program is we take about 10 to 15% off your gross annual sales, and since you're already about doing 3 million for this year, you know, 200,000 won't be a problem getting you that you what you need. Let's see here. So with the email, I'm gonna send both the applications, both the equipment financing and the working capital, are one page long each, and they require the same things. Do your customers, the people that give you money, they don't pay for with credit cards, correct?
No, it's all like, you know, some of it is wire transfers into my account, some of it's hard checks.
Right. Okay. So no problem. We won't need merchant statements. So what I'll need for both the equipment financing and the working capital is both the one-page applications, two separate one-page applications, 6 months of bank statements will satisfy both of them, and the first two pages of your most recent tax return for both of those. And, you know, we can worry about the quote in the invoice later for the equipment financing.
Yeah, that's
when
cool.
we get to
All
that.
Right. All right. Cool. Okay. All right. Get that stuff to me, and I'll get on top of it next couple
awesome.
Days.
Awesome. It was a pleasure talking to you. I'll follow up to you with you tomorrow and see where you're at with everything.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Awesome. Have a good one, man.
All right. You too, man. Bye.
Bye.